with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the body.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and this would be a great day to fire up the smoker and do some ribs. You know what? The basketball tournaments are on. You can watch from morning to night, and when the ribs are done, you take a break and eat them.
Yes. I want to do a little cleanup from that last segment because I just think there's so much stuff you can talk about for ribs.
Uh-huh.
And we tried to cover a whole bunch of it. And we kind of skirted over something that Conrad was dealing with in Georgia, and it's the country rib.
Okay.
And I think growing up, I never knew there was any other type of rib other than a country rib. And that's really just strips of pork butt, which is pork shoulder. And they would cut it into strips, and it was always on sale, and it was cheap. So, of course, having six kids in the house, that was something my mother could do, and she always used a crock pot.
Yep.
Or she baked them. But by the time I was an older kid and there was only a couple of us left, she had decided to discover a crock pot, and like everything we ate was out of a crock
right.
pot. But those things were good.
Yeah.
And she would just put them in barbecue sauce, set the timer for like 2-3 hours. And by the time it was dinner time, I mean, that was a beautiful, tender piece of meat.
Right.
And not to be scoffed at, but poor Conrad here, he ran into somebody who was drinking on the job and didn't know how to make a friggin' fracking.
Well, first of all, they didn't tell you they were country ribs. You know, when you're ordering, they go, oh, ribs, sure, no problem. And then you're pleasantly surprised when they're not, you know, the ribs you're expecting, they're country ribs.
There you go.
Or maybe not so pleasantly surprised by the sound.
Well, there's your little area, your colloquial thing, where it gets to a region.
It was
and
the
what
country.
They think it yeah. is, you know, it's so funny. There's a lot of things like that. That's why it's always nice if you can see, you know, on your way to the men's room or something, if you can look at some tables and scour and see what people are ordering.
Well, another thing
you'll
in
find
the South
something
is,
that looks
is
good.
I want a Coke. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a Coca-Cola.
No, it's a soda pot.
Right. Yeah. So there's things like that you get regional, and this is the way they do things.
That's definitely a Georgia thing.
But the country ribs, the crock pot isn't the only way to do them. So you go to the Gordon Foods, the big box stores, the Sobey Meats. This is going to be one of the least expensive pieces of meat is that pork shoulder. Traditionally, people make pulled pork with it. That's another show. But you can cut it up into these strips, and generally because you want a piece of the bone, that shoulder blade that's in there.
They're already cut into strips. They look like ribs when you buy them.
Okay, you're not cutting your own, is what
no, that's why a lot of people think that's ribs, because you see them in a packet, there's six maybe, and they're already cut. So, but you're right, there are several ways you can do that. Have you ever made them?
No, because if I'm making ribs, I use baby backs or spares.
Well, you got a lot of money, so you can buy.
No, I feed two people. That's all. So, a rack of ribs is two meals for Lisa and I. You know, so
So, the nice thing about country ribs is if you do have a bunch of little kids, it's a nice way to get some barbecue to them.
Right.
And it's affordable.
Yeah.
Because if you're buying baby backs at $4 a pound, and you got little kids grabbing them, you know, they're going to leave half of it on the dang bone. So that's always a shame to watch. But what you can do with those things is season them and grill them for as long as you can do without burning them, and then throwing them in some sauce and finishing them off in the oven. Put a little barbecue sauce on it, cover it up in a roasting pot, and finish them off that way. That's a really nice way. Or you can roast them that way, pull them out, throw them on the grill, and then finish them off. You know, there's a whole bunch of ways
you kind of baste them a little bit. You want to cook them slow to get them done and to make sure they're tender.
Because they're thick.
Right, because they're thick. But then baste them at the end, because sauce doesn't sink in. It's on top. And what you want to do is just get it on there for the flavor, make it a little tacky.
Yep.
So when it picks up, you know, it's not dripping off, and you're good to go.
Well, and I think that's why a lot of people like crock pots and Instapots, because in that case, the sauce actually is driven into the meat, and Maybe that's their thing. I don't know.
So talk about Korean ribs, Bob, because I think that that's a thing that, that you like.
Yeah. Well, if you can find a good Korean restaurant, there's not a whole bunch of them in a lot of markets, but typically what you're going to find is it's a beef rib, and they're going to be marinated and then slow grilled. What I find is sometimes they just don't get quite tender enough. And now, again, your butcher, if he knows you're doing Korean ribs, he's going to trim those a different way again, because then there'll be much less meat on them so that you can actually cook them on a grill. If you just get some beef ribs and try doing this and they're not tender enough for you, don't feel bad about wrapping them and throwing them in the oven or on your smoker or on a grill and covering them up for a while and bringing them to where you want them. That's where having, you know, a nice piece of cast iron will come in handy, because you got the lid on it. You keep your moisture in nicely, and so you can take care of it that way. But so the sauce is like soy sauce, white vinegar, sesame oil. I go through a lot of sesame oil. I love stir fry.
That's a strong flavor. You got to be easy with that.
Old World has a beautiful, beautiful sesame oil that I use. Then it's got onion, garlic, brown sugar, some pepper, and they're so tasty. It's really a barbecue. You know,
it's a darker sauce. It's traditionally
it's a barbecue sauce. The soy is what darkens
it up. Yeah. Yep. So if I'm sitting here and I'm listening and I'm wondering, well, how do I know when my ribs are done?
Why in the heck am I listening to these guys?
Well, how do I know when my ribs are done? Now, is this consistent, because you call it brisket on a stick because it's a denser meat that you got to cook slow. We bring that brisket to somewhere in the low 200s to 205 when it's done. Do you use a probe on your ribs if it's a beef rib, because it's a bigger ball of meat? Do you use that, or
no?
Is that
that's
not
touch.
Necessarily?
That's touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what I thought.
And with Korean ribs in particular, I said your butcher is going to cut them for you if you tell him it's Korean ribs. That's going to be a thinner piece, because you're literally just grilling a thin rack of ribs. And whatever time you've got it on there, that's all you're going to get done. By the time, you'll know when it's time to pull them, because you're going to be close to burning them. So that's just all you get. And you're going to serve four or five of them, and they're going to be short ribs. They're going to serve four bones in that piece you're cooking per serving. And you're not going to separate them. You're just going to...
It's a little rack
that
hits
when you serve
your plate.
Yeah, yep. When you serve it, the display is a big part of it. You can get some watercress and stuff like that and put it on it, and just make a nice presentation out of it. But I'm getting hungry again.
Yeah, man, it happens. But you know, hit us on Facebook, Bob on Fakebook, and if you got rib questions, because he answers those. I don't.
I send them to Randy.
Right.
Yeah. These people that meet Randy when he's on these lavish vacations always send a message on our Facebook page, and I have to send it to Randy. I'm his personal secretary.
Well, no. I don't ever give him my name. Hi, I'm Bob. I have this restaurant called The Grilling Guys.
Well, you know, thinking of the Korean ribs, here's a thing. Now, the rice you make with them is a thing. And you don't just go to the supermarket and say, oh, I'm going to buy some rice. Don't buy Uncle Ben's or 60-minute rice or 60-second rice or any of that stuff. Go down, if you're in the Grand Rapids market in particular, South Division, just south of 28th Street, a few blocks south on the east side, there's a wonderful Asian market called Lee's Market. That guy has, his wife, for one thing, makes a phenomenal kimchi. But the dad, the grandpa, has one of the nicest selections of rice you will ever find. And he'll school you on those, because there are huge differences in rice. And so for a Korean rice, you might want like a what they call a sushi rice, or less, you know, that's how you make sticky rice, especially if you're going to eat with chopsticks. You don't want to use Uncle Ben's or the boxes of rice from the supermarket.
No,
but
sure don't.
That's a great place to, number one, get kimchi, and which, if you're going to do Korean ribs, go get some kimchi. Get some real kimchi.
It's a little spicy.
It's killer. It's killer.
Use it sparingly, unless you like the heat, but it is very good. Very good. Well, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Each and every week, we try to bring you a little bit of wisdom and a little bit of fun with regard to what you might be doing in your backyard.
Yes. And we also encourage you to go to thegrillingguys.com. Click on the headset at the top right if you want to get the podcast, or go to your Apple Podcast thing and just type in the Grilling Guys. We're ubiquitous. But all our sponsors are on the right side of the page. Check out those logos and click it, and you'll get the ticket.
Yes, you will. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Get out in your backyard. Create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. We'll talk with you next week.
See you.